The tasting room at the Port Chilcoot Distillery celebrated its one-year anniversary on Halloween. Co-owner Heather Shade helped lead the effort to allow distilleries in the state to operate tasting rooms. The distillery's specialty cocktails use a wide array of regional ingredients to complement the locally blended and distilled spirits. The tasting room has added to the distillery's popularity and has helped double their business.
What can I get you?
I would like an old-fashioned, please.
Would you like bourbon or rye?
Oh, ooh. What is the tender's choice?
Bourbon.
Bourbon it is, then.
Sugar cube. Get some of that deliciousness on the rim.
This is most definitely not a park yourself on a bar stool and guzzle your woes away kind of joint. The tasting room at the Port Chilcoot Distillery is small and rustic, yes, but the cocktails are colorful, complex creations that are best savored, not slurped.
I like all old fashions because they're stirred. Stirred drinks are sort of relaxing to make, kind of mesmerizing.
That's Mackie Cassidy, the tasting room manager. She blends and stirs and shakes an array of craft concoctions for locals and visitors all year round.
I really like making the Absinthe Minded, which is actually a cocktail Melina Shields came up with when she was bartending here. And it's just a nice, well-balanced drink that's a pretty color, and people are usually always happy when they get it.
The creations are devised by Cassidy and the owners of the distillery and include a lot of traditional drinks with a Haynes twist. But sometimes customers request mixtures that sound too tempting not to try.
Some people have been asking for a collaboration with the brewing company to do a beer cocktail. That's something we haven't done yet that I'd like to explore. And then barrel-aged cocktails is another avenue that we haven't gone down yet.
The distillery itself is the only one in Southeast and has been open for about 2 years. Co-owner Shade says she thought it would take a lot longer to open the tasting room because of a state law that prohibited on-site sales. But after months of lobbying and testifying, Shade was instrumental in getting the bill passed in the legislature, allowing distilleries to serve a limited amount of their wares, just like breweries and wineries. And so, a year after the distillery opened its doors, the tasting room was unveiled to the public. It serves as a social scene and a must-see attraction on the tourist circuit, too. Here's Shade.
Well, we really didn't know what to expect. I remember when I asked Mackie to come on board as our tasting room manager, I think when I hired her, I said, we don't really know what this is going to be like. I think people will want to come, but they might not. And it turned out people really liked it. So, the tasting room itself kind of seems to mean different things and serve different purposes at different times of the year.
She says for locals, it's a spot to catch up with friends, sip a craft cocktail, and learn about the different drinks they can make at home with their favorite Port Chilcoot spirit. It's also a chance to get a little marketing in for those out-of-towners.
Our tasting menu reflects our community and their tastes, pretty much. Sometimes weird, sometimes diverse. Some of them have made it onto the long-term menu.
A year ago, the products were limited to the Icy Straight Vodka, 50 Fathoms Gin, and 12 Volts Moonshine. But over the last 12 months, they've added absinthe and two types of whiskey to the menu. The cocktails served up in the tasting room also include a host of local ingredients. Haynes-produced Moxie bitters, cranberry syrup, spruce tips, rose hips, and other regional fruit and flowers are added to spice up the blends. The whiskeys, both bourbon and rye, were revealed earlier this fall and, like the other products, have been wildly popular. Those whiskeys are the first made in Alaska, and while they're young, just 2 years in the barrel, the reviews are encouraging. The bourbon and rye will hit the shelves around Alaska this month. The distillery was given a boost earlier this year when they won a regional small business competition called Path to Prosperity. Shade says the success of both the wholesale market and the tasting room means the business will stay open through the winter.
But having the tasting room and being able to invite visitors in it's been huge for us. I think it's what is allowing us to grow our business.
She adds that the addition of the tasting room has nearly doubled their business. And adjacent to the bar area in Plainview is the operation itself, with Shade, her husband and partner Sean Copeland, and other helpers blending and pouring and pumping the award-winning spirits in giant tanks. As for what the future holds, Shay says the growth is calculated. They don't want to grow too fast, but instead are looking to continue to expand without compromising the process or the end result.
But also, we really like the size we're at. We really like the size of our team. there's still room for growth at this size with these people and in this space. Although we are running out of places to put barrels, so we'll need to build or find something soon. We're trying to keep our growth slow and controlled, just because that's our style.
The tasting room is open Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring a thirst for fine spirits and your sense of adventure.
Cheers.
Salute.